Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. Hey, you're a nice person for downloading this podcast. I appreciate it. I am hugging you right now. For slightly too long. Hey, a couple stand-up shows. I'll be performing in Brooklyn May 20th. Second show added, 10 p.m. at the Littlefield. Also, Showbox at the Market in Seattle on June 4th. Then June 10th in Detroit, June 11th in Dallas. Those tickets are all available at Nerdist.com. We'll get you the links. Also, May 26th at Nerdmelt, Robert Kirkman, creator of the Walking Dead series. Oh, my God. He and Jonah Ray are going to literally eat each other's brains, debating about zombies. That's going to be super awesome. Go to meltcomics.com to get ticket info for that. And the second podcast under the Nerdist Podcast umbrella, the Questionauts have landed. In 1969, the United States government charged a group of men with acquiring all human knowledge. Only two of those men are left. They are the Questionauts, available on iTunes. They will answer any and all of your questions. Also, the 2011 Nerdist shirts are here. We're taking pre-orders till May 23rd. They will ship out on May 31st. Don't get left out in the cold! Literally, because it's clothing that will protect your body. I would like to thank our returning sponsor to the Nerdist Podcast, GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting.com. Air travel has become so cost prohibitive now because of gas prices that business travelers just aren't traveling as much to have meetings. So GoToMeeting is a great solution to that. I know you want to meet people in person, but it's the second best thing. It's easy to use collaboration software. Completely necessary. GoToMeeting, you can hold meetings no matter where you are in the world. Streamline communication, drastically improve productivity, so you can stare people in the face when you think they're trying to lie to you about whether or not they're doing stuff, and then you can call them out and be like, aha! And then you can fire them face-to-face without having to be in their presence in case they try to stab you with a pencil sharpener. I don't know how you would stab someone with a pencil sharpener. I should have thought that through a little bit better. It's available for Mac or PC. You can use GoToMeeting for product reviews and demos, sales presentations, training sessions, weekly status meetings, all right from your desk. The only limitation is the ones that you come up with in your own mind. Now be smart. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting. Hold all of your meetings you want for one low flat rate. You also get voice over IP conferencing for free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the try it free button, and enter the promo code Nerdist. All right, you guys, I am very excited to present to you the next hostful podcast, the Nerdist Podcast 88. 88 podcasts per hour! I just had a lot of caffeine. Does it show?
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Weeks ago, I had it swapped out for scratches, and then I shattered it yesterday.
We're recording.
Oh. Well, anyway, I shattered my iPhone, everybody.
And
I'm dealing with it, okay? I don't know a guy.
How did you do that?
I was arguing on the telephone in my car, and I got out of my car forgetting that my phone was on my lap, and then it just shattered.
That's the fun thing about the iPhone is that you can drop it on its face and there's not a scratch on it, but you drop in a weird way, just some, and then all of a sudden it's just like a spider cracks.
Oh, I knew it as soon as it fell. I was like, oh, that's broken.
That's not gonna go well.
You should have had your Fillion brand phone bumper on.
Well,
like I do.
I did not get a case from Nathan Fillion because
I still have my Nathan Fillion case.
I still have my Fillion
case. This is the best case. This is incredible.
I didn't want to be a mooch, so.
I mean,
he just took
what a mensch he is, huh?
It was the modern version.
I left my phone in my pocket.
It was the modern version.
I got one phone in my pocket.
Of a guy taking off his shirt to give it to me. Shirt off his back, he gave it to me. Bumper off his iPhone.
Yep. Well,
it was
the
one off from
also to show you his pecs and abs.
Also, if he had like a pile of shirts in the corner, that would be the similar thing that he did.
No. Because he took this one off of his phone and put it onto mine.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay.
He shaved his dog and knitted me a sweater because I was slightly chilly.
I am thinking about getting...
Not too cold, but chilly. And so he didn't want me to be even remotely uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. I touched the cold soda.
And then he immediately embraced you and pulled you to him. I think I'm a little cranky today.
Uh-oh. Whoa, Big C, calm down.
Hey, come on. Are we really going to continue with Big C?
I forgot about it. I got a lot of
tweets from people like... Nice show, Big C. I'm like, guys, it's cancer. Stop calling me cancer. No, I don't know. I think it's because of, I felt like I was gone for 2 weeks. I was really only gone for 5 days because I went to New York and then in the middle of New York, went to Minneapolis and did the show at the Varsity Theater, which was awesome. Nice. Oh my God. That venue is incredible.
Nice.
It's incredible. And I met so many awesome nerds after the show. And then I went back to New York and worked and then I came back.
Well, Big C, you got to do it sometimes.
Sometimes you got to break out the anus whistle, Big C. Now I'm calling me Big C.
Yeah.
There are more important things.
You know what the song needs? A little bit of the old anus whistle.
Bring it. You got it, Big C. No, I don't think it's farty. It really is just...
I think it's both, so that's why we both have to do it.
It sounds more like air escaping than air being forced out. Like...
What's that? Who's that? Was it Jim Jefferies that has that thing? Jim Jefferies has that joke where he's like, it's like, you know, women will walk by you holding their pinky up to make fun of you if you have a small dick, but there's nothing a guy can do to a girl. He just has to walk by and go, oh.
Oh, that Jim Jefferies is really funny.
Dirty. He's dirty.
He's dirty, but that's why I love it. We have a lot of stuff to cover today because there was no Hostful podcast last week.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
First order of business, Matt Myra's day off. How was your open mic show?
You delicious
son of a bitch, you.
It was great.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Jonah popped by. Didn't do a set.
Jonah Ray of the Nerdist podcast?
Jonah Ray of the Nerdist podcast.
Pacing in the back.
Walked
Jonah,
back
you should really stop using pacing. You have to stop using that word in your podcast. What? Why would I?
This guy is so pacing that
you know,
I'll give you this about the character Pacey from Dawson's Creek.
I was thinking that too. Yeah. Oh, Matt, I've been to an open mic. Oh shit, here I go again.
Tell me about it. No, it was great. There were 34 comics.
You didn't do time up front.
Didn't do time up front.
I told him not to.
Because he told me not to.
You don't want to do time up front if you're hosting the show. If you're hosting the show, you deserve the middle of the show, which is where the sweetest spot is.
You're right. Yeah,
you know, because
right,
what'll happen is you do the set at the top of the show. Everyone's still settling. You're not going to feel as satisfied. And then you're going to still have to host the rest of the show. And you're like,
I went third. That was like, I went third.
I think you should go whenever you want.
That's when I felt like
I just don't think the first spot is the best spot unless you have to get out of there.
But I hosted. I welcomed everybody. I did a little bit up top. And then not much of anything.
Hey, everybody, thanks for coming. Our first comic.
Yeah. Did I? I don't remember.
Vamp a little more.
Did you record it? Why didn't you record your first show?
I don't know. It was an open mic.
I know, but it's for posterity. We wouldn't have to play it.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, you going to record? They always intend for me to record Matt's sets. That's the weirdest.
I assume that you would.
Really?
I'm not going to do it.
Well, I'm not going to do it. I fucking barely remember to record my own sets.
I just don't listen to them.
Yeah.
I always record my sets and I'm like, no, this time I'm going to go through and really try to make positive adjustments in it. And then
But it was a really good vibe. And like a lot of people stuck around.
Yeah,
like,
everyone stuck around. And a lot of kids. And I say kids just because, that's what I call other people that aren't me. But there was a lot of kids that were just not, like some of the other people that go to open mics regularly said, I don't recognize any of these people.
Mm.
And so it was a lot of new people, a lot of regulars from the Meltdown Wednesdays.
No one really crazy either.
That'll happen, though. This was just the first show.
They'll find it.
Month three, like word will get out you know, because all those people go to other open mics, and then the weird lurkers who paint themselves the same color as the wall so they can stand up there and be invisible, and then just kind of peel off.
Well, I look forward to that.
So you will have that problem at a certain point.
Yeah, but it was super. There was like 20 people left. The last comic was up, and there were like 20 people still there.
That's really
which
great
for an open mic. Those of you listening who've never been to one, never happens.
Yeah.
By the end of the night, it's usually just the host.
And here's what's great though about your show is that if there are weeks where less people show up, that just means you get to leave earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great about it.
We had to. Unfortunately, what we did have to do was we had 25 minute slots we were going to do, and there were 34 comics, so we had to like four people in. We had to say everybody's 3 minutes.
Oh,
no. But you know, we had to get out of there. They were shooting something.
Yeah, we were shooting something in the main area.
Yeah.
Paul was doing something with a 360 camera.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How does it work?
It's on a dolly. It's on this little, you know, three-legged thing with wheels. The body goes like a thing, like a hydraulic system that goes up and raises it up and down.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of the lenses are against the body of that, like the little, like around the circumference of that thing. They point upwards into tilted mirrors, and the mirrors are what catch the like the action, the 360 action.
How does it look on when you're looking at the footage?
Well, it's made for you know, just the ability to just kind of scroll, like pan 360 without any cuts,
okay,
and without just like but it was utilized best by Devo for a video they'd made for their new album. I think it was What We Do. Yeah, it was What We Do. And the thing is, these guys that developed this also developed a software where you can watch the video online, but you can choose to watch where you want because there's action going on all around you the entire time.
That's pretty genius.
Yeah. And so it was pretty crazy because there was all this stuff going on, but there was still Paul was still trying to like have a progressing story. And so as you had your line and then you were done with your line, you kind of had to vamp and still keep up a conversation because someone could choose to still just stay on you.
If you ever want to sound like you're whispering, just say repeat the words turnip and Brezhnev.
But you can't whisper because the audio works. Turnip, as you pan, Brezhnev. The audio will follow the shot is. So it's like if the action of the story moves along and you don't want to watch it, you could just stay on the person that you want to watch and you can hear everything they're saying.
That is incredibly cool.
It's insane. They're going to be using it for E3, I think. Attack of the Show and X-Play, they're going to be using it for the E3 floor. So they're going to like be able to have a circular set and stuff like that.
I can't wait to go to E3 this year. So tell me about your set. Tell me about your set.
I don't know. My set, what about it?
First of all, yes. Let's talk about the fact that Matthew Myra has now gone to part-time.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Which is very exciting.
Matthew Myra is taking one foot is out of the tub.
4 days a week.
One foot is out of the tub.
That didn't fare so well at home.
It did not. Greta was not particularly happy with me doing that, but...
really?
Eh.
But all the stuff we talked about in the Kevin Pereira podcast was okay.
Apparently.
That hasn't gone up yet,
has it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Next week. That'll go up next week.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we talked about it.
Is it because she has to toil away in her fruit-themed store?
No, I think she was just worried about the fact that I just bought a car.
Right.
And cutting down 1 week, it's like, you know, that's 20% of your income. I was like,
well, personally, I don't think you should have purchased an Audi R8.
But
that's probably
really,
not a wise,
really
not a wise
good,
decision.
Guys. Really,
that car's like $130,000. That's no job. That's
top
not real.
But it looks good. Shares an engine with a Lambo.
Yeah.
I got the big one.
But I explained to Matt that, I went through a similar thing. I had a relationship where it was, you know.
To Jonah. Jesus Christ.
I was in a relationship where every pro decision I made towards comedy was a negative, had a negative impact on the relationship.
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
Right.
It was horrible. It was, it tore me apart because I was like, maybe I'm not doing the right thing.
So this girl turned out to be stable and did a lot of great things in your life, right?
Guys, Greta's great.
No, I'm not talking about Greta. I'm talking about the girl that Jonah dated. I'm telling you, it's hard because, you know, you're leaving the quote-unquote security, but I'm telling you, if you spend 10 more years at that store and 10 years go by, you will regret it that you didn't.
Yeah. Don't. That's not even a possibility. Don't even say that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, it's not a possibility. It shouldn't affect you.
Yeah. You're right. It shouldn't. Oh, God.
But yeah, Matt did a good set. He put down his notes, which I thought was really good. Last couple times I've seen you, you've had them in your hand.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. So I put them down.
I mean, it took me years.
What was funny
years
is
to like even just go without a set list.
I put them down, and all the new stuff I wrote during the day, I totally forgot to do any of it.
Oh, yeah.
So I got back and there was a whole page. I was like, oh yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
That's the best part.
Was there anything, did you find any new tags, or are you going to go home and did you tweak anything, or just like, did everything pass the Myra quality test?
I'm going to tweak some stuff and try. I made some notes, but I forgot to fucking record it again.
Okay.
So I didn't record. I'm going to, next week, I'll just have to, I have to keep doing that. That's
yeah.
the problem.
So you just use your voice recorder. Just use your memo recorder on your iPhone.
Yeah, that's what I was going to use my notes on, but fucking when you try to use notes on the iPhone, you can't voice record at the same time.
Oh, right.
Once you get out of the app, which is a fucking stupid thing.
You could use Evernote.
Wait, that would let me
slam
read notes?
Well,
voice recording.
No, shoot, maybe you're not, because you can make audio. You can do audio notes on there. And I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, well, listen, figure it out, internet.
But the open mic did have a really good vibe. It felt like it could easily become a community of just people working on bits and supporting each other. And because you know, a lot of the people knew each other from the Meltdown show, which was neat to see them doing, you know, checking out each other's stand-up.
I love that so much. Well, you know, like I think maybe a year ago, Matt Bronger and I just went to a Starbucks and we just workshop stuff.
That's right.
And and every time I see Matt, it's always like, we have to do that again. So, you know, what we ought to do is just get a couple of us. We'll go to Meltdown to my office above the, well, attic.
Wait,
above the show.
Wait until there's air conditioning.
I know. then we'll workshop some stuff and then go try it at the open mic.
That's actually a really fun Sunday activity.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm totally.
While the writers panel's happening downstairs, we'll be working on it and then we'll just go down and do the open mic.
Yeah, we'll be like, what if you think with this tag?
The writer panel downstairs. Oh yeah, that's right, cuz the writer series panels are from 5 to 7.
Yeah.
That's true. But, you know, whatever.
I didn't know it wasn't this week, so when I got to Meltdown at 7:20, nothing was set up.
Oh, shoot.
The stage was in the middle. No chairs were out. Thank God Ed Salazar.
I'm very excited. So we'll be checking up on your progress. Please. I think I'm going to try to come this next Sunday.
You should.
It'll be fun. Check it out. It was really cool.
I got some shows coming up. I need to hammer out some new.
Yeah.
Need to hammer out some new beats.
Yeah.
And some things. Couple big announcements, you guys. Thursday, May 26th, Nerdist Podcast Live at Meltdown with Robert Kirkman.
Oh, it happened.
Yes, it's vitally happening.
So,
Robert Kirkman.
Details for that on Nerdist.com. And hold on to your balls, guys, because they're about to blow off your fucking bodies.
Okay, Jonah, back up.
I don't have balls.
Nerdist Podcast Live. At Comic-Con!
Oh!
Whoa!
Yes, Saturday night, July 23rd. Tickets are not on sale yet, but they will be soon.
That is
going to
be
TBD.
Insane.
At the where?
4th and B.
Oh.
It's the club where we did Woodstock last year.
I should probably...
Is that walking distance downtown? Is that
Totally. It's just a few blocks from the convention center.
I'm still trying to find a... Is it like a venue or is it a bar? Or?
It's a rock club.
Oh, cool.
It's a rock club.
Nice.
So you can get your drink on, Jonah.
They normally have hip-hop shows there, so it was really fun to see all the nerds there last year.
Yeah.
With these giant security guards and just these meek, sweet
nerds.
I'm not going to stir any shit up. Don't worry.
I got to check your pens, bro.
Is that a drafting pencil? You can fuck someone up with that. Stab him in the eye.
Yeah.
Stab him in the eye.
Those should be pretty incredibly fun.
I should work on getting tickets.
Tickets to what?
We'll give you tickets.
We'll give you
tickets to the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not going to make you buy guys tickets anymore.
God, yeah, thank God. That's a welcome change.
No, you just get passes. You could easily register and get your pass. You're in the industry.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you work for Nerdist Industries.
Yeah. It's easy. You just it's a bit much. You have to fill out like a big form. And
I guarantee you there are blogs with less traffic that have press passes to Comic-Con.
Yeah, there are tons.
All right, I'll try it. So, I've never done it before.
I will work on that for you. I will try to make that happen for you.
Well, I mean, I should really do it on my own. I mean, this isn't about you,
Chris. Our little boy's growing up.
Oh, you're going to figure it out? I didn't figure it out. Guys, after the podcast is over, could you just write out detailed instructions that I could follow step by step? Yeah.
Just like back home. I'm not washing your underwear anymore, Matthew. Yeah.
SanDiegoComicCon.com.
I got enraged the other day because I spent 50-something minutes with a guy who didn't fucking understand the concept of why his photos went into iPhoto.
What?
Where does he want them?
He wants to work on them in Photoshop.
You could just drag them.
Yeah. That wasn't enough for him.
You just drag them
in there. You just wanted them as files on the computer as opposed
to... Yeah, and I was like, where would you like to put them? And he's like... What do you mean?
Why don't you just go into the file tree under the iPhoto library?
Yeah, because then you have to show package contents, and that's one more click than he wanted to do.
Yeah, because they're hidden at first.
Yeah. Well, can I make them unhidden? No.
He can make a shortcut.
But you literally could just drag them out of iPhoto onto your Photoshop icon, and they will open in Photoshop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His problem was he was using Photoshop CS.
Mm. Oh, Photoshop CS?
Yeah. Before they started going 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
Anyway.
I'm on CS3 now. I got to upgrade.
I'm on 4.
I use Picnic.com.
Oh, you use Picnic? Do you like it?
I fucking love it. That's the way I made all the original Meltdown flyers on.
Making it about you again.
Nah, wow. I really got to do that. But in a sense, didn't you just make it about you?
Well, now you're making it about you. Making it about me, making it about you. Like 5 levels of complaints with the last.
But I'd be okay.
You'd be fine. You'd be okay.
The inception irritation.
And the 4th reference feels like years. the deeper you go into referencing yourself.
That's a great name for an album. The 4th reference feels like years. It's just a cool sounding thing.
Oh, that's it. I'm telling you, we have to record a song, you guys.
Let's do
it. Back to the Future?
Something.
Yeah, we do. We got those guys that have the whole studio.
Your drums. You play guitar. I got a melodica.
I just sent my... I got to find a repair shop for my Martin. It's really boning me out.
Oh, you know what I saw.
Oh, take it to Westwood Music.
Westwood Music.
Yep.
Steve Agee said to take it to McCabe's.
McCabe's is great, too.
I emailed them.
Take it to Westwood Music.
All right.
Westwood Music has been there for decades. It was an old violin repair shop.
Yeah.
And then now they just deal in... super high-end guitars, and like some of the biggest rock people literally store their guitars at Westwood Music. That's where
the rock and rollers. Oh, sorry, I thought you meant the rock people, the people made of rocks that go in.
I thought you meant Dwayne Johnson's entourage.
I love Dwayne Johnson.
Isn't he great?
I love Dwayne Johnson.
I do too.
So much.
I fucking love that guy. I want to store him at Westwood Music. Just go check him out, tighten his strings, give him a few strums, and put him back.
The goatee he wore in Fast Five is actually stored at Westwood Music.
Yeah.
Are you going to be wearing the Fast Five goatee today?
That goatee's not real. There's no way.
No?
No, fuck that. Did you see
fucking...
it?
Question the Rock, man. And here's the thing, I never watched wrestling when he was a wrestler. I just knew him as a guy that came from wrestling to be an actor, but I'm obsessed with him. I think he's so charming and funny. I think
he's
fucking
cut,
awesome,
man. He is cut,
and he's like he smiles on. I saw Race to Witch Mountain. He was so good.
He made Be Cool watchable.
Yes exactly. When it was like
he was so fucking great in that movie. Yeah, we gotta get him on here.
Yeah, he's on Twitter.
Oh, I gotta find.
Remember, he's the one that leaked about Osama bin Laden.
Oh yeah,
that's before anybody else.
Because they sent him over there. He's the one that pulled the trigger.
Yeah, exactly.
He might have been.
Hear more about that riff next week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, it's like the Chuck Barris thing. You know, like who's gonna suspect a famous person as being a CIA operative? Yeah. They're gonna see him. You know, they probably didn't think it was weird. They're like, oh, The Rock is walking around Pakistan. Great. And then and they don't think that, you know, he's packing heat and he's gonna unload a couple of clips into you. He just, you know. Put that silencer on and thwip,
The
thwip,
Rock,
thwip.
I love you, The Rock. Can you smell what...
It's Dwayne Johnson.
That's why he killed him.
I could try to Twitter bomb him. Which some works sometimes.
Other times, where does it fail? Steve Martin and Albert Brooks.
Steve Martin, it didn't work with Steve Martin or Albert Brooks. It did not. I tried it with Olivia Wilde yesterday.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
It's because she's so hot.
She's very attractive. But there's a million attractive girls. She's super smart and funny. Like if you read her Twitter feed, she's nerdy.
I do want to know about her struggle of being a supermodel than marrying a prince. That's what I want to know, the hard trials of.
Hey man, been there.
Just because something sounds like a paradise doesn't mean it doesn't have its drawbacks, Jonah.
Yeah, you're right. It's as if it's almost paradise.
Almost paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door.
Almost Paradise.
I always forget Chris has pipes. I always forget.
Yeah,
and then
he does.
You sing.
See, that's like, why we have to record a song. We can do Almost Paradise.
Yeah,
yeah,
we should.
I swear that I could see forever in your eyes.
You have to do the tentative because it sounds like.
Oh shit! Did you see the new Lonely Island video?
Yes.
Oh my god,
the Michael Bolton.
I loved it.
It's great.
I loved it. I really, really liked it a lot.
This town is a pussy, just waiting to get fucked.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good single to start
off on. They do digital comedy right, those guys.
But is it? I know it's that's how it's.
I know. It's not technically digital comedy, but I mean in terms of. I mean, it is because they probably shoot it on digital.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is that, you know, they make those to make them viral. Like, I think the fact that they're on SNL is almost secondary to the fact that they have a much bigger life online than they do on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
But they do such a great job.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of the original. There's a monster in here.
There's a monster in my pants, and he likes to do a dance.
Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Men becoming boys. Boys becoming men. No, sorry, boys becoming men. Yeah. Men becoming wolves.
Are you a werewolf? Are you making this about you?
Yes.
Mic stand is terrible.
I'm sorry. This is one janky mic stand in the studio. Everything else, all the rest of the equipment is great.
That's the one I'm always on, too.
Yeah. Well. Welcome to my world.
Well, the plan is to build a little recording studio at Meltdown, and that office that looks out over the store, that's all glass, and then it looks out like you go up the stairs and to the left.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn that into a studio.
I got to put air conditioning.
We have to because there's going to be equipment in there.
So hot.
And I also, you know, I also want to rent it out to other people who just want to record podcasts there.
You know what we should have is a Quement box.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's really funny.
Quement box.
That's really awesome.
Oh, for your questions
and your comments. It's a box.
It's a circle. That's the end of the
song.
Every
time you open it, that's what it does.
It's a box.
We like steal one of those.
We should paint it like the TARDIS, you guys.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my God, I can't wait, I'm so excited. I've been nerding out over Photosynth, the Photosynth app, which is crazy. All right, so Photosynth is a project that Microsoft sponsored years ago.
We
talked about it on Wired Science. So Photosynth, if you're part of the Photosynth community, you could make your photos available to them. And basically what it would do is, like, if you wanted to, it would create virtual environments based on user-generated photos. So if you wanted to see like St. Mark's Square in Venice, right?
I do.
Okay, so you would go on to Photosynth online, photosynth.net, I think, and then it would stitch together a virtual three-dimensional environment.
Oh, I've used that app.
Based on all of the user-generated photos that it have, it would just map them out and then build the virtual environment. So now Photosynth is a free app on the iPhone. And it's so awesome. You hold it up, and then it shows you where the empty spaces are, and then you click all the pictures, and it stitches them together. And I mean, I spent so much time creating 360 degree environments.
Wow, that's great.
It's really awesome.
Wow,
it's really awesome because I was shooting something at the Brooklyn Navy Yard over the weekend, which is an amazing industrial compound facility in Brooklyn.
Is that where the Enterprise is?
I don't know if it is currently.
No, that's not where it is. Never mind.
But it's like the Navy Yard's like 200 years old, and now it's an industrial compound, but they literally have like Civil War era buildings there, and a lot of them are burned out, and there's supposedly an underground tunnel system and a brig. I was just running around taking pictures of boats and rusted metal. Like, it's fucking hot, because half of it
that's
is just
like
completely, half of it is like abandoned. It feels like a sandbox video game.
Yeah.
Because it's private, so there's virtually no traffic.
Wow.
So there's just all these streets, and some of the buildings are new, and some of them are just completely burned out. And you could just spend weeks exploring in there. It's so fucking awesome.
Let's do it.
That sounds like a hipster country song, though.
What?
Running around taking pictures of boats and burned out buildings.
Taking boats of boats and burned out buildings. Taking boats, but I don't care because I'm a hipster.
Guys, I'm thinking about getting a dog.
I'm eating with my asshole because I consume everything wrong. You what?
I'm thinking about getting a dog.
Don't do it.
No? He says don't do it.
Okay. Here's why I don't think you should do it. Because it's more work than you think it's going to be.
I like contrarian views. Go ahead.
I think it's more work than you think it's going to be.
But it's good work.
It is good work, but what's going to happen is, you know, I just, if you're just trying to launch a new career, I would advise against launching a relationship with a dog, because you want to make sure that you're home enough and that you can devote enough energy to your dog that it needs.
Yeah, if you're going to be out late more so than ever because of the stuff, I want to.
And you don't want to start. You don't want to start resenting the fact that you have a dog. And you're like, oh, I got to go home and walk the dog. I would rather be here. You know, that's not fair to the dog. So I'm just saying.
But it's more like, oh, my fucking back. I have to go for a walk. Come on, dog. Like, I walk 6 miles a day anyway. That's what I mean. That's where my brain was thinking. But then there's the other time.
Yeah,
when you're not.
Or
walking.
You could just get a dog to pull you around in a chariot.
Oh, that sounds so much fun.
Oh, my God.
Of corgis pulling you on a chariot.
Okay, hear me out. A dog-powered Captain Christopher Pike box.
Okay. Does it beep once for yes, twice for no?
No, you can talk in
it. I mean, reverse that. Once for no, twice for yes, right?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Captain Christopher Pike?
It's a Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
Captain on the
show. Oh, can't wait to hear about this on the Twitters. You said you were a nerd. You don't like this one nerd thing. Then I guess you're not a nerd. A, I never really said I was a nerd. I'm pretty fucking awesomely cool. And B, I just never got into Star Trek. I like all the Star Wars, though.
You like the Star Wars?
I like the Star Wars.
Definitely. Prefer Star Trek.
No, I hate that view of nerds. That nerds have.
That we all like one thing.
Yeah. Well, I see that happen to you a lot. Everyone's like, so you like video games, comic books, this.
Well,
and that.
What happens with me is that people will be like, how could you not have seen this thing? And I'm like, because there's only so much time in a day. I can't see everything.
I see you tagged on it too sometimes. Thought of you guys when I saw this, and it's about some other nerdy thing that I have like no idea about. I'm like, eh.
Yeah. That's the, you know, nerds are like snowflakes.
Mm-hmm. Most of them are white.
That's what I was trying to think of. Most of them are fey.
Not all of them, though. I've got some awesome black nerds following me on Twitter.
Oh, like black nerd?
Blurds.
Yeah, like black nerds. Blurds.
Blurds.
No, I have some awesome blurds.
Blurds is that thing from Chicago that all those guys, like, you know, Bronger and Kanane and all those dudes did where they would.
Blurds.
It was made into that Special and Common Central mashup.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
Yeah. Those you don't.
Funny things that are awesome or funny.
Every time I mention a new comedy thing or any kind of comedy thing, Matt doesn't know about it. And I always get confused because I'm like, it's weird. You seem to like comedy, but he doesn't seem to like comedy because he never seems to know about anything about comedy.
Passive aggressive attack. It's passive. Just call him an anus whistle.
It's aggressive.
Just call him an anus whistle.
It's aggressive aggressive.
I was busy when you were watching that. I was busy not drinking.
I don't understand
how drinking
that,
problem.
I don't understand how that works.
Wow, you just no. Okay, that should have been your fourth reaction. You just went from one to four. I was busy not drinking. You have a drinking problem. You never loved me.
Hey, your shoes are kind of dirty. You're an alcoholic. Tell me something I wish I didn't know. I'm too self-aware.
You know, Matthew, it's just a good thing you don't have adamantium Wolverine claws because you would inappropriately just cut so many people. Yeah, but
you guys are like the worst Hulks.
Hey, you know, you should do this on your podcast. Eye turns green.
Don't irritate me. You wouldn't like me when I'm irritated slightly.
The Hulk is such a weird character. I mean, he really is just a personified boner. That's really what the Hulk is.
You get boners when you get angry?
Yeah.
Rage boner.
No, but just like the whole thing of like he gets excited and because he can't get any kind of excited because his adrenaline can't pump up. I can't fuck his hot girlfriend. And so he basically just, his body just erects and hardens.
Huh. So he's the personification of male 20th century. I don't know where I'm going. Those are the times.
The ironic thing is that the Hulk could never ride the Hulk roller coaster in Orlando.
Well, he could get on as David Banner. I mean, he could get on as Bruce Banner. Sorry, yeah. I said David because I was thinking of the television show. Sure. Sometimes he switches his name. Well,
he'd probably break the roller coaster though.
Halfway through.
Yeah. That's a launching ride. It launches you 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. Immediately he'd probably get excited.
Yeah, but he knows.
Guys,
how to
he wouldn't
keep
even
cool.
get to the first inversion. That's how exciting that ride is.
Well, so I think what we were saying is if you go to Six Flags on the Hurricane ride, they should just say, you must be 16 years of age and not Bruce Banner to ride this ride. So just a picture of a kid with an X through it and then a scientist with an X through it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. College Humor had a great fucking thing. I posted a link to it on Nerdist. It's they did a bunch of sci-fi IKEA catalogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so wonderful.
They're great. They do good work there.
They really do good work there. Yeah. That's what makes me so happy about it. Like College Humor could literally just be like butthole jokes.
Yeah.
Because that's what you think of when you think of College Humor. And they actually do some really great nerdy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, all their video game animation shorts are some of the best around, better than most of the ones.
I like those guys.
I like those guys.
That I don't really know.
This is the guy single-handedly trying to take over your father's company, and all you can really say is, he seems like a nice guy. Sorry.
I've been feverishly working. Not feverishly. That's really just a back and forth every once in a while. I'm trying to get a Nerdist app going, and the app development process is astonishing to me that anything ever gets made.
Mark Maron has one.
He has one through Libsyn.
Yeah, he's got the... You know,
and they won't, and he is sort of grandfathered in because Apple has since stopped allowing apps that just syndicate podcasts.
Oh,
can't do it anymore because they're worried that there are so many podcasts that it would flood the marketplace with podcasts. So your app actually has to have another functionality besides just being a podcast.
Oh,
so
our Twitter feeds?
Can't
do it.
So they're sort of weird. So this has been going on for months. I tried to register as I have a corporation and the DBA is Nerdist Industries. So I tried to register as a DBA. It took a couple of weeks to find out. Oh, you can't register as a DBA. Oh, okay, so can I just change the name of my corporation? No, you have to start all over again.
Oh,
okay. So then in trying to start all over again, they don't. They didn't close out the previous ticket, so I couldn't start over again. So that took another couple weeks to hear back from them to be like, okay, we'll try to fix this for you. Then I got a phone call from them yesterday saying, oh, we saw the back and forth, which I thought was nice. We'll try to get this going for you. So I went on today to try to do it again, and it still wasn't up.
Wow.
So it is a bureaucratic nightmare, but I guess that's, I guess that's how they have to quality control everything.
That's true.
So I'm trying to create a Nerdist app. I am pounding my head against a brick wall that's made of apples.
What are we going to charge? $15 bucks?
$15,000.
Nice. Like that I'm So Rich app that was out originally.
Was it $999? Is it like $1,000 the limit for an app?
Yeah, it was $999, and it was just a black background with a red jewel.
Yeah.
And it sparkled, and it said, I'm So Rich.
And they sold a bunch.
They sold like 50 or something like that.
That was enough.
Good Lord.
So ridiculous.
People are awesome, I guess.
Rich people, they just want
to... I don't know. If I had a shitload of money to burn, maybe I'd...
I don't care if I had fucking Mark Zuckerberg's money. I would look at that app and I would wipe my butthole on it. Like, I would
after
absolutely...
After buying it, you would wipe your butthole on it just to prove how rich you are.
I wipe my ass with iPhone 3GSs.
Oh, that should be in a wrap somewhere.
Yeah.
The 3GSs. That's like the Lexus of phones. Yeah. it was cool to reference Lexus, before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm working on that as well. What are you guys up to this week?
Busy week.
Yeah, it is a busy week. We have three podcasts this week, and Jonas is working on Web Soup.
Oh, we do have three podcasts this week. Yeah, that's right. We're recording three.
I'm gonna go to Disneyland tomorrow after the podcast.
Oh, adorable. Yeah.
I want to do an overnighter at the Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah, so let's do it.
Just me and Deanna.
No, I'm good. No, I can just sleep on the floor, you guys.
I'd rather
my back
feels better
on the floor anyway, Jonah, so it's totally going to work out.
Matt, you have to What About Bob him.
Yeah.
You totally have to.
Dr. Leo Marvin? He's in New Hampshire?
You totally have to What About Bob, Jonah.
I want to do that. I don't know what else. I watched a French zombie movie over the weekend called The Horde.
Le Zombie?
The Horde.
How was it?
It was okay.
All right.
It was all right. It was neat. It was about, these cops going to kill a guy that, a mob guy that killed their friend.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get inside this old, busted up building, that's when the zombie outbreak happens. And so they're stuck in this building, and there's all, you know, they're all, it's all dilapidated and stuff like that. But there's they have superhuman strength, which I didn't like.
Really?
Yeah. And the filmmaking really highly utilized, you know, the dropping of frames to make things more frenetic and crazy.
Oh, right, right,
and they
right.
just did it a bit too much to my taste.
Yeah, like a lens flare in a Star Trek movie.
Yeah. You know, but it was neat. It had its moments. It was a little too long, but it's on Instant Watch if you want to check it out.
The Horde.
The Horde. Yeah.
When did it come out?
Last year, I think it said. Maybe even the year before that, maybe 2009. But as far as zombie movies go, not the best, but, you know, it is hard. It is a hard thing to pull off. I get so many tweets about zombies now.
Do you feel you kind of have planted your flag in the zombie.
I know, and I like it, but it's impossible to answer these people, like, with their long fucking questions on Twitter.
Early on, I would get a lot of Dave Matthews tweets. Those have subsided.
Because we stopped teasing you about that.
How interesting can a Dave Matthews tweet be?
Oh, it's mostly people mocking me.
Yeah, see, everyone enjoys fine. Me. And my,
yeah, no. I'm,
Dave Matthews zombies.
Be. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool.
I'm going to eat your brains.
He wouldn't be able to talk. Got an iPad.
Didn't Deanna get you an iPad?
Deanna got me an iPad, too.
Your girlfriend's awesome.
I know,
whatever.
And it's the best. It's really awesome.
Because you didn't have the first one.
No, and I actually downloaded... I downloaded Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Body,
mm-hmm.
and I've been reading it, and it's he's really funny and awesome, and he's I'm following it so
Stop
far.
Trying to do a fucking commercial for Tim's book, Jonah.
Sorry,
I'm the internet.
Sorry, there's a lot of shit I don't care to read in it, you know.
Yeah,
I don't
no.
want to give my girlfriend a 15-minute orgasm.
Why not?
Because I got other things to do.
No, your answer should have been, why would I want to drop down from 30? Yo.
No! Whopping my asses with 3GSs.
Giving lots of orgasms to the opposite sexes.
Yes.
Oh, this is interesting.
Guys, we could have been on Whose Line. We could have done the Whose Line rap. Yeah, Wayne Brady, we could have done it.
Then I would have stopped there after your line.
Yep.
Something, 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 Nexus.
Oh, like Jean-Luc Picard.
I'm with Malcolm McDowell going to jump into the Nexus.
There it is. Right.
Yep. Soren.
Done. Professor Soren.
This is like the shitty part where like
did you just correct me by putting professor at the beginning of Soren's name?
Tully and Soren.
All right. Oh, whoa. Oh shit. Oh man.
Do you remember what race he was?
Andalusian?
I don't really remember either.
But why would you bring it up?
He was whatever Guinan was.
Oh shit. Did you hear that kid that made the theme song to the Quemons?
Oh, yeah. The Quemons theme song was awesome.
Yeah.
My only concern about dropping that stuff in the show was that we're literally just going to start sounding like a morning radio show.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, if we had a soundboard and fart sounds and flushing sounds,
we'd use it.
All we would do.
I know.
When I was on comedy and everything else, that's all Todd wanted. He just wanted me to hit buttons. He's like, what if I get a computer? Could I have a computer set up and I just hit a button and then it makes whatever noise?
He still doesn't have a computer, I don't think.
I know.
Todd Glass.
Believe me, I know. His iPhone backup lives on my computer.
We were just talking about, and I'm like, you got to get a laptop. Matthew can help you. Come on. 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is 2011.
We should have Todd on as a guest, and then and we'll all have soundboards.
And then, he would be so mad.
Yeah.
He would want to play so bad. I'm sure there must be 1,000 soundboard apps on the iPhone.
I actually have one that an animator for Super News made for me for my birthday that has like a bunch of songs on it, like parts of songs, like the best parts. Like, you know, I can click a button and we'll just go, you're the best around. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, God gave rock and roll to you, or Cherry Pie. Mm-hmm. All these different songs. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm proud to be an American.
Oh my God. You just mentioned a bunch of Rock of Ages songs.
Did you hear
that
is the.
So weird.
The plot for the new Bill and Ted movie is that they were supposed to have written the song that saved the world, and it turned out they didn't save the world with their awesome song.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the plot. I think that sounds so cool.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good. It's going to be very depressing,
Is it going to be good?
I think so. It's, you know, Alex Winter is awesome.
He is. Do you remember Freaks? Freaked
is great.
I loved Freaked.
He did that with Tom Stern.
Yep.
They did that show together, The Idiot Box.
The weird sketch show. Yes.
The Flying Gimp. And then, like, you know, Freaked was great. Idiot Box was great. Like, the stuff he directed on, you know, on Annie Milonakis was always really weird and cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tom Stern, who he wrote and directed Freaked With and Indie Box, was also the director of the Annie Milonakis show.
Okay,
so Solve the Moment.
So you're telling me that the Bill and Ted movie is not a reboot, but it's a continuation in the story?
No, it's Keanu Reeves and
Alex Winter.
Oh, that I am way on board for. I thought they were just redoing it.
They're in it.
That's awesome!
Yeah, as Bill and Ted.
And they're, I don't know about Keanu Reeves, but I know Alex Winter is closely monitoring, like, the script and, like, you know, and
I really loved the sequel.
Bogus Journey is great.
I really hope Death comes back.
William Sadler. Awesome. William Sadler.
Yeah. Awesome.
You'll thank my battleship.
He's a good bass player. He's a very good bass player.
I just undid him. I'm sorry to relate this back to me, but my best friend in high school he was an incredible artist, and he ended up becoming like one of the top storyboard artists in the field. His name is Robbie Consing. He's a fucking awesome dude. One of his first jobs was boarding Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Oh, wow.
And the original title for that movie was Bill and Ted Go to Hell.
Yep.
And so he had this little placard in his car from when he could drive on the lot that said Bill and Ted Go to Hell, and it was really awesome. So I always loved, and he would come back and tell me about the movie, and I'd be like, I don't know, it just sounds. And then I saw that's a sequel where they literally just went to a whole other level.
The robots, the cyborgs,
station,
genius.
When they go and inside those rooms that have their pasts,
yeah,
and it's just creepy and kind of scary.
The bunny,
yep,
yeah. Oh god,
Arlie Ermey.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were going to send him to military school?
Let's all remember the movie together.
Then in scene 64. Yeah.
But I know it's great.
Having Missy, the stepmom who dumped the one father, and the other father.
Shut up.
And the other guy was just bummed the whole time just watching them.
The weirdest decision from the first movie, though, is that the dad also plays Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
The same guy.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just widened my worldview a little bit.
Using the powers of Bill and Ted.
That's right.
But what are they going to do about Rufus? No Rufus. George Carlin, who played Rufus.
That's simple. They just go in the time machine, and then they just go back and get him.
Chris, it's not real.
Yeah, it's a documentary. It's a documentary. It's a documentary about how these two...
Oh, no.
Seemingly... In San Dimas, they save
them. No, Chris.
I'm making that sound that Philip Seymour Hoffman made in Talent Mr. Ripley when he gets hit in the head.
The scene we just did is like one of those scenes where it's like, no, I'm pretty sure he's okay. And then they start like, no, once we get on the magic ship and everyone's like, oh, he's got to go back to the Institute.
I mean, traveling back in time in a phone box, what a great idea.
Was that? Now, I want to know if that was a reference.
Oh, there's no way that Chris Madsen and Ed Solomon weren't referencing Doctor Who by putting them in a phone box with a little thing that sticks out the top.
Yeah,
there's no way that was not an homage to Doctor Who. But it was a very clever homage to Doctor Who, because you were talking about in the late 80s when America really was not referencing Doctor Who at all.
Doctor Who was
not really
had been off by that the air point, like since 81, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or 86, they did another reboot in 86, maybe? Because Tom Baker was 74 to 81.
And then Peter Davison, and then?
Audience, wake up. Audience, wake up. Audience, you're on the bus. You're on the bus. Everyone's staring at you.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's just freak one person out. Peter, wake up.
Seriously, Peter.
Peter.
Look at you with your T-shirt.
Peter, you're the only one who can hear us, Peter.
Peter, we need you.
Now, Peter, poor Peter, whoever the Peter, there must be at least 50 Peters who listen to the who are going to freak
find
out.
Find Jeremy Collins, the Manchurian Nerdist Day.
Yeah, we're literally just playing the numbers. We're just playing the numbers here. We can do the same thing with Sarah. Sarah, wake up.
Sarah, come on.
Sarah, it's Matt and Jonah and Chris.
Sarah,
trying to do Bowie from Labyrinth. I was never able to pull it up.
Yeah,
nothing.
Rough.
Nothing. Tra la la. I could do Ludo better. Smell bad.
That's pretty sweet, Ludo.
Sarah, friend. And then there's the little guy. Smell? What smell? I smell nothing.
Now we're just doing all of that movie.
Sorry. You know what's weird about that?
Now, never-ending story.
Character's...
They look like good, strong hands, don't they?
I thought I.
What was that?
That's the one I always used to.
What was that character's name? The smell,
Copernicus was a dog?
No, Copernicus was Doc Brown's original
Doc Brown's dog.
The
same kind of dog, though.
But anyway, that puppet, right?
Sprocket!
That puppet was never claimed.
I put some peanut butter on my genital, Sprocket. Come over here and lick it up.
This episode should be called the reference. What was the line we had earlier?
But
just like, so it's just
the fourth reference of. Oh, I can't remember.
Anyway, guys, that puppet was never claimed a baggage claim, and American Airlines owns it now.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so that's what I just want to tell you. For fuck, go ahead.
They could make it their mascot.
Do whatever you want to do. No, that like seriously, like.
Anyway, back to Fraggling. So if you shove them in 3/4 of the way, they'll start to struggle for oxygen.
Do you know at the Meltdown Free Comic Book Day they had two Skeksis, full like Skeksis from the
Skeksis.
Yeah,
so it almost sounded like a Bruce McCullough character.
Yeah. No, more because that was almost Mark McKinney.
You think a little more? Oh, Chicken Lady.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
I have been bested.
Whoa. Good. All right. Then that brings us to Clemens.
Yeah. Do you want to do a couple of Clemens before we get out of here?
Here's a comment. It's a question.
Oh, this is aggressive.
You went backwards.
It's a comment. It's a question. It's a quam.
It's a quam.
It's a question.
It's a croissant?
Question.
Is it question?
Do you have a question for me?
What?
And I then like, you've kind of got
question, not
a little Cajun at the end there.
Which I guess
it's like I'm watching Swamp People.
Okay, I get this question all the time. I get this question from all the time. This is from Ben Hengst.
Oh, hey, Ben Hengst.
So
that's what I think Tom Hanks does when he like punches somebody in the face. He goes, you've been Hengst.
No, this is Hengst. Like H-E-N-G-S-T.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's different than Tom Hanks punching people in the face.
Yes, it is.
I don't know where to start with Doctor Who. It's been around forever. Where should I start? Okay, I always tell people, start in 2005 with Christopher Eccleston. It's the pacing is a little more contemporary. The effects are better. And then at that point, when you burn through all the six series that we're in now, then you can go back and pick and choose the old ones that you want to watch.
Yeah, watch the 3 or 4 parters they have up on...
Kyle Anderson, who afterwards. Kyle Anderson, who writes the Doctor Who post for me on Nerdist, he did a breakdown of season by season which were the episodes you should go back and watch. So if you just go search Kyle Anderson's posts on Nerdist.com, you'll get those. Yeah.
But be prepared to watch stage plays.
Some of them are like Black Box Theater, with rubber masks.
Yeah.
Because that's how teleplays they used to call them, Jonah.
They were.
You wrote scripts, television scripts in the old days were called teleplays.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because they were television plays.
Go fuck yourself.
No, I am fucking myself while leaving.
Yeah, I win.
Damn it. All right. Nemo Clement from Christopher Tracy. thank you for referencing Top Gear and MLB on a recent Hostful podcast.
Yes, you're welcome.
Blah, blah, blah.
You're welcome.
I spend my daily commute to my 7th grade classroom. Oh, I hope he's a teacher. He works as an usher at the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, I was really hoping if a kid, like a kid in 7th grade is like, well, yeah, my commute in the morning is probably about 5 minutes on bus.
He's like, not Jimbo, but the bald one on The Simpsons that has a kid.
Kearney.
Oh, Kearney. Yeah.
He's like Kearney.
Sleep in a drawer.
Kearney's kid.
Yeah.
Just want to say thank you to Matt about talking about Top Gear this last week. Caused me to have a crisis. Jeremy Clarkson's version in my car. Thank you for everything, guys.
You just scream power through the corners.
He enjoys the technical zombie discussions.
As do I.
Oh, this was more of a comment.
Well, that's the beauty of a comment.
Yeah. So he works as an usher at the Kansas City Royals.
That's kind
of
cool. Can I go to a Royals game and see you?
I'll you know he Kansas can't answer City. You back, right? This is just a one-way conversation.
It's a pre-taped call-in show?
Yeah.
It's a pre-taped call-in
show.
That is Dino Stephanopoulos said his best. That fucking sketch is so funny.
Yep.
Okay, this is from Nick Cornell. I have a question. That's a comment. That's a... And then he wrote mumble. Anyway, I'm a huge music nerd. I'm talking rave music. Do you have any suggestions?
Oh, wait, he just negated exactly what he said prior to that.
Rave music.
I'm a big fan of food. I eat dog shit. I eat dog
like
shit.
People used to go, they go, like, I'd meet people that go, what are you doing? I go, comedian. They go, I love comedy. Like, I love Mind of Mencia. And you're like, this conversation is over.
Yeah, exactly. Rave music.
Rave music. You know, it was funny because we talked about this on the Will Wheaton podcast, but Will got super into DJing when we were in college. And so, like, raves were really big in the States. And it was just that rave music was just the thought. I mean, clearly it's just for people who are vibrating on ecstasy. Yeah. And they just need that bass to kind of, like, whip through their body.
Yeah.
But it was just the idea of, like, taking phrases from documentaries and then just putting all this, like... I remember that there was this one called, "A Juicy Red Apple is Nice, but... Not every apple is red."
Yeah.
And then it would just repeat that over and over and over again.
Gabber. Yeah, that's shitty. It's shitty music.
Someone stitched together a bunch of Margaret Thatcher speeches that made it sound like it was called Maggie's fuck. Oh, I'm gonna have to dig it out. I can't remember what it was. But it was just all these, like, let's have a party, acid party, rave, 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 murder. Like, they just stitched together a bunch of...
That's awesome.
I have a question. Do you have any suggestions for my emceeing career to take off? Please respond on podcast.
Well...
Even though it has nothing to do with your life, it would help me lots. Thanks, Nick Nell.
And I'm sorry for dissing on you, Nick Nell, because I've actually got a few tweets of people saying, hey, I asked a comment on the podcast, and you acted like a total dick about it.
Guys, I have to go. Anna's Taqueria made a 3-foot burrito.
What?
Anna's Taqueria just introduced a 3-foot burrito.
Matthew, that's in Boston.
Yes. On topic.
All right, so what we've learned is that
everything stops when Nick needs to start his MCing
career by going to Boston and consuming a 3-foot burrito.
That's how you're gonna do it. Once you do that,
his heart will stop, and while he's in the weird place between life and death, he'll have a revelation that will bring him clues, much like in Flatliners. He might be pursued by the ghosts of his past.
This summer, I'm gonna have a cheat day, and I'm gonna be in Boston, and I'm gonna take it down. All 3
downtown to Chinatown.
Well, no, Chinatown. There's no Anna's in Chinatown. There's no Anna's in Chinatown.
3-foot burrito. All right, so what's your advice?
First step, you step to the right. Now you're going to be disco dancing with the greats.
Rave, 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 rave. James Brown is dead.
Take the flower, for example.
All right, so what's your advice for Nick Nell?
Don't.
I don't have any emceeing advice.
Well, I don't know. Just start. It's like, I don't know. He said rave music. Emceeing is for hip hop.
But rave, in his mind, might be something different than the awful thing that you and I are thinking that it is, where people put on Dr. Seuss hats and rave whistles and
no, that's a rave.
And fluorescent paint.
Do you remember that HBO documentary where they had Ecstasy Dad, the 40-year-old guy that loved doing ecstasy and going to raves?
No.
And his kids were very embarrassed by it.
Was that an HBO undercover?
Mm. Yeah, it was. Ecstasy Dad was awesome.
It's fun, but...
Really, I never did it.
Yeah, it's great. It's a drug. It's great.
I know, but I don't like things happening with my... I would have a horrible panic attack. I don't like things happening with my body that I'm not familiar with.
Oh, you don't mind. And your jaw hurts the next day.
Cut to me just going on an ecstasy bender and just dropping all the work.
Someone said... I can't remember whose quote it is, but it was a very funny quote. It said, if video games infected our brains like people said they do, everyone would be listening to repetitive electronic music and trying to eat pills.
You think so?
That's someone quoted. It was I can't remember who, but it was a pretty funny quote.
Well, that's just Pac-Man, though.
Yeah, but like if they were saying if video games infected the youth, all the youth would be listening to repetitive electronic music and eating pills.
And that's what we're doing.
Yes,
that's very clever. Very clever.
And it was this. I think a quote from like 15 years ago. So
very forward thinking. I think what I think Nick should do is just start having small private garage parties. Have some people over, workshop his music for some of his friends, then maybe go to a record store and say, hey, I'll come DJ for free, see how it works. You got to get out there like Matt's doing with the open mic. Yeah. Can't be afraid to fuck up in public.
Yeah, find the scene. Find the scene. They're in, small towns. There'll be maybe one or two other guys, but get together with them, make beats with them, hang out and fucking listen to records and, constantly be listening to beats you make and writing down lyrics. Listen to other songs. Make your own lyrics to other songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Write into podcasts and ask what three completely non-DJ type people would do to start your DJ.
I can tear it up on them.
Well, ask if anyone's having a birthday.
Yeah. And then go, someone's having a birthday.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Any more?
Nah, I think we should cut it off there. We're at an hour.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we gotta
just
go,
us?
We gotta go to work.
Oh,
yeah, we do.
Well, y'all seen the leprechaun say yeah.
We have to go tape a web soup episode.
We got to finish it first.
Oh, shit.
I'm behind.
No,
I'm
a bit kidding. Behind. We're shooting in a few hours, Jonah.
I'm going to go work for 9 hours and enjoy myself.
Are you going to go to work? Should I bring my time capsule in that just died for no reason?
Why would you bring your time capsule into a fruit store? That's weird.
I mean the time capsule where I preserve memories for future generations. I'm going to put a time capsule under my house for aliens or future generations to find.
After the big quake hits us, I watched Nova Science Now last week. Good Lord.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about the earthquake that's going to put California into the sea. I don't want to hear about
it. It's not going to put California into the sea. It's actually not going to be. I don't think it's going to be as bad as you think it is.
Oh, okay.
Because you're up in the hills, which is actually going to be okay because of all the sediment that's under the hills.
Yeah.
So you're not.
Oh,
you're,
so just all my friends will die.
Yeah, everybody down here.
Oh, okay. But I could be at work when that happens.
Oh, that's true. I'm so sorry. Hey. Scott will be fine.
Hey. I know. Well, you know, like the Memphis, my hometown of Memphis is.
Yeah, it's underwater.
Become
right
an aquatic.
Now.
Has become water world. Foot
cresting. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's trying to sweep Beale Street back into the sea where it came from. I saw my first. The first concert that I chose to go see was at Mud Island.
What about the one you were forced to see?
Oh, I saw a lot of concerts in Vegas with my parents.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Like, cool. Like, cool old. Like
I saw Steve Martin.
That's awesome.
Saw.
Forced to see Steve Martin.
No. Not Steve Martin. And, like, I saw Johnny Carson. Oh. But I mean, like music concerts when I was a kid, like Helen Reddy or who else did I see? Fucking Tony Orlando and Dawn.
That's big, so awesome.
Because Vegas is a big bowling pass through, so there's a lot of tournaments there. There's a lot of conventions there. And so we used to go to Vegas all the time. And it was not super kid friendly when I was a kid. So they.
A lot of smoking.
Yeah.
A lot of what?
A lot of smoking.
Everywhere. It was like fucking Scotland inside every building. So it was nuts. Yeah. So I went to a lot of concerts before, but that was the first one. My first concert was Men at Work and NXS.
Nice.
My mom took me. I was a kid. Yeah. And I went with a friend.
Oh, speaking of music, new album came out this week. Man Man.
You love the Man Man.
Yeah, Man Man's new album is awesome. So please, you should get it because they would like for you to buy the album.
Good sales pitch.
Yeah, no, but it's great. It's one, you know, it's a more accessible record, but still keeps a lot with their, you know, dissonant, crazy, weird, you know, chanty stuff. But awesome record, a lot of accompaniments. Really enjoy it. Check out the track I put on my blog, Piranha's Club.
Is that Jonah Ray is unfuckwithable?
No, it's just jonahray.com. Now.
Okay.
Yeah. Jonah Ray is unfuckwithable is a term I used to use because there was this band called Harriet the Spy back in the 90s, and they were like really
named after the Michelle Trachtenberg character.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, they had an album called Unfuckwithable, and I just like fell in love with that term.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a great term.
I knew a guy that whenever something stuff would go wrong, he would be like, "How am I supposed to deal with this butt fuckitude?" I thought butt fuckitude was great. I almost would call this episode butt fuckitude, but I don't think iTunes would appreciate that.
Asterisks.
What?
You can use asterisks.
Asterisks.
No, you can't because it'll mess up the feed.
Oh. But the guy who makes Man Man shirts that are really awesome and really cool, he made like a 3D, like he screen printed a 3D shirt and that came with glasses. But he is a big fan of the podcast. I can't remember his name.
He's a former big fan of the podcast.
Yeah, I know. He's a big fan of the podcast, and he wants to make a shirt for us.
I would be fine with that.
I'll send you his website. It's really cool.
Send me his website, but do it via snail mail.
Yeah, I'm just going to print it out and put it into a manila folder.
Here's that link you want. Actually, print out the website. Just print out the website.
Yeah, HTML. Just print out the HTML.
Print out the
code.
That's
what the wardrobe department here does sometimes. You're like, it's like, hey, I sent you the links to the outfits you want, and they print out the email, and they're like, you didn't send me any pictures. And then just you see these hyperlinks on a printed out piece of paper.
You know I can't link to these in the physical world,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's not how.
Yet.
Oh, this isn't a portal to another dimension where you can see into
it? It just comes out as a, you know.
Did you try clicking them? So you don't know.
All right.
The end.
And.
Do we even say that anymore?
We haven't. We've been kind of
let Janet.
Enjoy your burrito dice.
Ooh.
Yeah. When I get on heaven door. Enjoy your burrito dice. How good is that, mama?
No, enjoy your burrito, guys.
Enjoy your burrito, guys. Jonah Ray, master parody.
That's what Janet always used to say to me when I would just put pussy into a song and be like, master of parody. All right.
Bye.
this, Mr. President, is a remarkable record. Far better than anything we have ever known. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. Acid party. Acid party. Acid party. Today, every week, acid party. Even more frequently. Acid party.
Crucial party.
Let's have a party.
Pool
party.
Acid party. Let's have a
party.
Brave, brave, brave murder. Acid party. Come with us then. Acid party. Never mind the politics.
It's a better record than the Labour Party ever had at any time. It's a party. It's a party. Yes, yes, yes.
The bass goes on. 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 Acid party. Come to the
party.
Let's have a party. Come to the babe. Acid party. Let's have a
party. Thatcher. Power.
Cool. Murder. Acid party. No one can opt out. Acid party. Today for freedom. Acid party.
Crucial party.
Let's have a party.
Cool. Party.
Acid party. Let's have a
party.
Brave, brave, brave murder. Acid party. Neighbors, acid party. Never mind the politics.
Yes, I am outstanding. Yes, I am tremendous. Yes, I am very strong and creative. Yes, I am dynamic. Yes, I am successful. Yes, I am much better. Yes, I am everything.
The bass goes on. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. Acid party. Come to the
party.
Let's have a
party.
Come to the babe. Acid party. Let's have a
party. Thatcher. Power.
Cool. Murder. Acid party. Whoever they are organized by. Acid party.
Party.
There is no place for politics. Acid party.
Crucial party.
Let's have a
party.
Cool.
Party.
Acid party. Let's have a
party.
Brave, brave, brave murder. Acid party. Acid party. Never mind the politics. Everyone can see and everybody knows that this party is best. Everyone can see and everybody knows that this party is best, and there is more to come. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. Acid party. Come to the
party.
Let's have a party. Come to the babe. Acid party. Let's have a
party. Thatcher. Power.
Cool. Murder. Acid party. Acid party. I am not prepared to limit our legitimate freedom to party, to party, to party, legitimate freedom to party. We must persist in the determination that we have shown hitherto. Let our people go, 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 go. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. The bass goes on. We'll be right back.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast was brought to you by GoToMeeting, because easy-to-use collaboration software is more than just nice to have, it is a necessity. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com, promo code Nerdist.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.